Hey everyone, today I want to share with you a Reeves reflection.
In the know. Good evening, everyone.
For those of you who may not be aware, on June 25th, President Biden signed a declaration indicating that Pulse nightclub be designated as a memorial. For those of you who don't know, back in June of 2016, a mass shooter went to Pulse nightclub and caused a tremendous amount of death and carnage during the course of what we call the Pulse nightclub shooting. And for those of you who are wondering why am I talking about this today, I started reflecting on what happened that day, because there's an unspoken reality that I'd like to share with you today about mass shootings. The unspoken reality I want to talk about is the reality is that because these shootings happen in so many random indiscriminate places, they touch us even when we think they may not. During the time of this shooting, I was serving on a board of an HIV AIDS service organization called the Miracle of Love. I'd been on that board for a number of years. And when this shooting occurred, my first inclination when I heard about it, because I was living in Central Florida at the time, it wasn't close to me, but my first thought was, as a board member, there had to be members of the community that we were serving that was impacted. So one of the first things I remember doing was reaching out to different board members as well as the executive director to say, was anybody who we support hurt in this tragedy? And the executive director was really proactive about saying, let me get back to you. It's really chaotic right now. We're still trying to get information. And on top of that, I had a friend of mine who worked at the hospital close to where the shooting occurred. So I reached out to her to say, are you okay? Because this is in proximity. And she's like, it's crazy around here. I'll get back with you later. But the reason why this really resonated was because for the first time, we've had mass shootings in Virginia. We've had mass shootings in Colorado. We've had shootings in Arizona. We've had shootings in Florida. We've had them in so many places, but this was the first time that a mass shooting occurred where literally my first thought was, is there anybody there that I know that was hurt? And that is an unspoken reality that we're not talking about a lot. We spend a lot of time, and rightfully so, focusing our attention on the people who are the victims of this horrendous tragedy. I don't care whether it's Columbine, Sandy Hook, whether it be Virginia Tech or Phoenix, Arizona, it does not matter. Anytime there's a mass shooting, that is a tragedy that goes beyond measure. But what we don't often talk about is the reality is that how many of us have found ourselves having people who we know whose lives were touched by that, and we're scrambling to find out if they're okay. I mean, this is not like a tornado or a hurricane that you could probably brace for, prepare for, or a snowstorm or anything of this nature. We're talking about a situation where literally someone comes in with a weapon to cause as much mass carnage as possible. There is no game plan for how you mentally prepare to find out if your loved ones are impacted by that. And I can tell you, as someone who did find himself in that situation, it really resonated. And interestingly enough, this happened within proximity to a couple of years where there was another mass shooting that happened in Orlando, where a gentleman came in, I think he shot his workplace and was going on a shooting spree. And my wife was actually in the area. She was going to drop something off in an office in the vicinity of where this shooting occurred. And I'm freaking out trying to call her saying, are you in this area? And she's like, I'm trying to get out of this area. But that is a trauma. And let me just be clear. I am not saying that anyone who's lost a loved one, that trauma in terms of what I experience is at the same level. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we live in a 7 degrees of situation society. Excuse me, we live in a 7 degrees of separation society. And the simple fact of the matter is that for those of us who traveled outside of different areas and so forth, all it takes is that one particular devastating incident to occur. And the next thing you know, you're finding yourself freaking out because a situation where you did not expect your loved one to be put in harm's way, they are now being put in harm's way in the most horrendous way possible. So for me, did I know any of the individuals personally in terms of the individuals who may have been affected? I will say I did not. But I was cognizant of the fact that this was a time where a situation literally was within my touching. And when I went through that, all I kept thinking was, God, this was crazy because I was worried about people that I didn't have intimate personal relationships with. Imagine if you're a situation where your child is in school, your friend is going to a concert, your friend is going to a church, or your friend is going, or family member is going to a nightclub, a place that for all intents and purposes, there should not be any issues whatsoever. And somebody has decided that day that this was going to be the day that they were going to break out their weapon and go to work. That's not what should go through your consciousness. And so the next thing you know, the last thing you want to do is be sitting here watching television, and your friend of yours or your family member say, I'm going to the movies. And the next thing you know, that movie theater is being shot up. There is something that we need to really realize is that we now live in a society where, in addition to the normal natural disasters that occur, we have man-made disasters that are occurring now. That people, for whatever is going on in their life and whatever reason, feel that the use of causing the most amount of violence possible with the use of weapons is their mechanisms for taking action. I don't know whether it's, and there's a litany of reasons, and I'm not going into that. My reason is to bring up this point. There is an unspoken reality that we often overlook. There are a lot of people out there, beyond just those people who are in the midst of that tragic situation and those traumatic situations, who now have to find themselves trying to scramble to find out if somebody that they love is also in harm's way as a result of this. We should never have to experience anything like that. Unfortunately, we do.